Comes live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back. Here we go. Podcast number 43.
All right, 43.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we got some news to talk about this week and some other stuff that's going on this weekend.
Little bits and pieces here and there. Yep. We're going to kick it off with more Camaro concept stuff in the news.
Yep. Detroit News.
Once front again, page. Yep, on the front page.
I think when we were over there last Monday doing the testing of the concept, we were along with these people. I think it was two of the guys we met. They were freelance reporters for the Detroit News. But I don't know where the other people came from.
I think they
were probably just met them over at Black Lake because they went ahead of us.
Right.
And they were the first ones to take the car around the track.
According to the article, it was just a panel of people they picked. And yeah, it seemed to be they varied in profession and age and income the whole nine yards, just like they do with a panel. So, and all 10 of them preferred the Camaro to the Mustang.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting.
It was pretty good. They were all very very enthusiastic about it, except I think one said that she couldn't be convinced to give up her Dodge Durango for the Camaro. Well, yeah, you don't expect to haul a family of five in a Camaro.
Okay, why did they even bring that person anyways?
Well, they got to get a wide range of demographics,
I guess,
they want to see. But it was overwhelmingly accepted. And one more, notch on the belt or whatever they say for
the concept.
For the concept, that's right. So you can check it out while it's still available at detnews.com.
Yep, should be linked right on the front page, right at the bottom of the page.
For now. All right. Otherwise, you have to do a search for it.
Yeah. So the automotive incentive wars are starting to heat up again.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I don't know, but I know GM just released their 72-hour sale starting, I think, today? 72 months, 0% financing.
Who the heck finances
July
a car
5th.
For 72 months?
You know, you can spread it out a little longer and lower your payments. I've been seeing a lot of automotive terms going that long. No, especially when I started shopping around for stuff for my last car that I bought, a lot of the terms were 72 months, you know, six years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
that's kind of weird.
If you can get them at 0%.
Yeah, but it's not often that you keep a car that long.
Yeah, true.
And then you're not going to have any residual value in it because you're going to be upside down on it. You're going to owe more than what it's worth by the time you want to turn it in after 4 years because you've hardly made any payments on it to the principal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're screwed. And then you don't buy a new car.
Yeah.
And so GM doesn't sell a new car.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they got to do something with the buyouts that they're doing and everything else. I guess they're doing the best that they can.
Yeah, because I think they're going up against Chrysler's doing employee discount, I think, to all their customers. And Ford is doing, I think they're doing 0% for 5 years and a $1,000 gas card included with each car.
Yeah,
purchase.
I've heard the radio ads for that.
Yeah, so
including E85.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it doesn't include models like Corvette, Hummer, Cobalt SS, Super Duty trucks.
Right, and Ford excludes some vehicles like the GT,
of course,
things like that.
You know, the G6 hardtop convertible. Stuff that's already flying off the shelf as it is.
Right. Off the shelf.
Yeah.
Go get your shopping cart.
That's right.
Take it to the Chevrolet dealership.
Give me one of these.
And give me two of those, and give me three of those, and give me five of those naked lady tees. And anyway.
I just wish this sale would be going on more towards like August or September when I'm starting to look for a new vehicle when my lease is up. But I'm sure there'll be something when all the 07s hit the showroom.
There you go.
So
there you go. Well, I guess if you're going to buy a new car, this might be a good time.
Mm-hmm, get out there.
I hope the strategy works.
Right. I know the one for GM is going until July 5th, but as we saw last year, it was extended. So who knows if they just plan on doing it just till the 5th and, you know, get extended again. So we'll see.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hope it works.
Yeah.
Because, I think all the automakers need all the help they can get right now.
Yeah.
So, get out there and buy a new car. Help the economy, damn it. What kind of American are you? Damn! So, on to some cool news.
Yeah.
This weekend, Camaro Superfest.
That's right.
The biggest all-Camaro show in the country.
Yeah, it's going to be in Ypsilanti, Michigan this year.
Yeah, it changed.
Right next to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it used to be in Ann Arbor, and then it got moved.
It's been moved what, three times now since we started going?
I think this is the third location, yep.
So it started at Domino's Farms.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, and then it went to the Washtenaw
Community College.
Yep.
Yep.
And now it's at some park.
Yeah, that I've never
Riverside
been to.
Riverside Park.
So we're going to have to get there at the crack of dawn and make sure we get a good spot, because we're going to be there.
Sneak in the back way, just like we did last year.
Well, we don't know where the back way is. We've never been there.
So that should be pretty cool. Is your car all ready?
Not even close.
Not even close?
No, I got a lot of work to do on it. But for all you folks that either do or don't have a Camaro to get in the show, you should probably make it out there anyway if you can, because it's a huge show, hundreds of Camaros. We've talked about it a few times in previous podcasts. It's just a great show. It's a good time, a lot of friendly people there. So yeah, it's going on. Well, I guess it starts today, right?
Camaro Superfest?
Well, yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
And the big days are, of course, Saturday and Sunday. Tons of Camaros. The Camaro Concept is going to be there. The burgundy
Roller Camaro,
the one that you can't sit in and drive. But,
yeah.
Hey, it's still one of the concepts floating around on the show circuit. So check it out, man. Head out, and we're going to be around. My Camaro will be there, and we'll be there. And stop by and say hello if you see us.
Yep.
We'll probably be drunk.
Not at the show.
No, but usually that night at the hotel.
Yeah.
It's party time, man.
Heck yeah.
It's a good time. Just show up, look at the car, say hello.
Yep.
And we will see you there.
Yep. All the information can be found on CamaroSuperfest.com.
You got it, punk. Hey.
What?
It's the sight of the week.
Ding!
I tell you what, let's tell you like you thought.
Let's look, see what you got under the hood. There's a website. Wow, it takes four. Website review. We're going to our website.
In this age of digital homogeny,
it's time for the Camaro Z28.com podcast.
Every signal the same as the next.
Website review.
All right, we're going to be honest with you guys out there. We're grabbing at straws. In 43 episodes, we've covered roughly 40 some odd sites, give or take.
We really haven't started doing the site of the week until maybe 20 ago or something like that.
All right, well, still, we got 20 some odd sites, and well, let's face it, we're running out.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave it up to you guys to nominate some sites for us that
right.
we can review.
And if you don't, we're not going to review any.
That's right. So this is the one last one from our pick,
yeah.
I guess, at least for a little while. We might resurrect it, but we'd really like to have you folks call in, and we'll give you information on how to do that in a little bit.
Yeah.
But for this week, the big finale from our pick is Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
Which is kind of strange because it's not really a Camaro site,
but it's got a lot of information.
Half the time when I'm looking for something, anything,
you end up at Wikipedia,
right? And it's great, and they've got a terrific section on the Camaro.
Yep. Just type in the keyword Camaro, you go right to the Camaro page. It's got information from the first gen all the way to the fourth gen, including the Camaro Concept,
right? Including rumors and whatnot, which isn't necessarily
mm-hmm.
accurate. But
and what do you know? We're even linked on that page.
Hey, of course we are. You know why? Because we rock the house. That's right. But yeah, just go to wikipedia.org, punch in Camaro,
yep.
And you could. There's tons of information on
yeah.
there, and it's laid out pretty nice. It's not drawn out. It's just pretty much the
cut and dry,
the facts, and there you have it. So it's great reference material.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to link it up in the show notes, and I'll put the direct link right to the page.
Very cool. You can yep. always find that in the podcast forum where we announce each and every new podcast, but
yep.
if you're listening to this, you've probably already seen it.
Yeah.
So there you go. And we mentioned before on how to contact us to give us a recommendation for the site of the week or heck, anything else to give us a buzz and talk to us about. And, well, here it is.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182. Or by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
We got some voicemails?
That's right, we got some voicemails.
Yep.
And here's this one regarding one of our sites of the week from a couple, three
like
podcasts
39
ago.
Or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And, well, I guess you could consider this the Department of Corrections.
Okay.
If you really stretch it.
Sure.
And it's from Jake Robb on the board. Here it is.
Hey, Jason. Hey, Chris. This is Jake Robb from the CamaroZ28.com forums. First-time caller, long-time listener, shall we say. I've listened to all the podcasts so far. I just finished listening to number 39, in which the site of the week was CalicoAuto.com, I thought Jason might like to know that that is most likely pronounced CalicoAuto.com. It's a fairly common last name, and that's how you say it. Just want to say you guys are doing a great job. I love listening to you guys, and keep up the good work. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jake, guess what? It's not even a real site, so we don't care. Well, thanks for that. We don't really care how you spell it. It was a goof, and it was fun. But thanks for the heads up. We don't really feel terribly foolish about it. I don't think we should. And I don't know what else to say to that. thanks for giving us a buzz on that one.
Yeah.
Calico, Kaleco, Crapco.
Yeah, whatever you call it.
Crotchco. I don't know.
We got some more voicemails, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we got a few more voicemails from you loyal listeners out there.
Yeah, just play them right in a row.
Well, here's one, and here's another. Ooh, we got a third. Well, those are just damn entertaining now, aren't they?
Oh, man, those were the best ones to date.
Okay, guys, come on, what's the deal? You pick up the phone, you dial the number, and then you hang up?
Yeah, what's going on with that? I'm going to start listing the phone numbers in this voicemail so we can call it back and say, what are you doing?
Or what do you want?
Stop calling and hanging up on us.
Stop wasting our time, you fools. That's cool. You know, just leave us a message. At least say, you know, like, well, we got some early on. You know, like, hey, this is, you know, Bob Z28 from the board. Podcast rocks, dude. Click.
It's better than just click.
Hey, we love hearing from you guys. We really do. And it's been kind of quiet lately. What's going on out there? You know, it's a free phone call. It's not like, you know.
Yeah, I think it's the summertime, you know. People are staying outdoors mostly now, you know.
Wait a minute. What are we doing here, then?
Well, you know, we got to keep it going.
Got a job to do?
Yeah.
Well, we can't do it without you loyal listeners' support.
Right.
I'm turning into Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. We need your support, partners. Bring in Sally Struthers. This is kind of a silly one. Hey, you know what? Big weekend coming up.
Yeah,
we're all excited about it.
We'll be reporting that in the next podcast and see if you can take first place again for the third year in a row.
I might as well just roll in. Okay. Just take my damn award.
Don't forget your toolkit. Don't forget your
fire extinguisher. What are you doing? You're going to give away the secrets. What are you doing? Come on. That's my ace in the hole.
Okay. Sorry.
Shit.
Don't listen to what I just said.
Yeah. Yeah, like when we were doing the test drive in Settlemyer, every time we'd see a car going by camouflage Settlemyer, pay no attention to that car over there. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, isn't that a new... Don't pay attention to that car over
don't
there.
Don't look at that one right over there.
That is the future of GM. Don't look at it.
Avert your eyes.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I think I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm tired, man.
Me too.
I'm sleepy. I'm going to go home.
Let's get the hell out of here.
All right. Hey, guys, tune in next week, and we'll be back with some more...
nutty shit.
Can't use that.
Why not?
Because people picture pieces of shit with nuts in it.
So? Make it that much more funnier.
Just cut it out, damn it.
All right.
With more,
crazy and waggy shit. God damn it. Well, it didn't have nuts in it this time.
With more cool Camaro stuff, so we'll see you next week.
Later on.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Don't forget to stop by the website for more information and show notes for today's show. Also, check out the forums and other resources at CamaroZ28.com. It's all there for you. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.